Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Christy's Connection to the Soul. I'm your host, Christy Ayala, and I'm so happy to be here with you today. It is Wednesday, October 19th, 2016, and wherever you are, I hope that you are having a great day. It is the third Wednesday of the month, which means that the lovely Elizabeth Pendleton is here to talk with us today about all things astrology and angels. So get settled in, maybe get a little something warm to drink, and get settled in to hear the inside scoop about what's coming up for this brand new cycle. For those of you who are brand new to the show, welcome. We're so happy to have you here. Elizabeth is a well-respected astrologer, lightworker, and musician who supports her clients all over the world in maximizing their best potential every single day. And as always, it is my great pleasure to welcome her back to the show. Thanks for being here today, Elizabeth.
Well, you are so welcome, Christy. Thank you so much for having me here. And thank you to all the listeners for joining us. I can see it's fun. We're, you know, Christy and I are light workers, so we can kind of see you. you know, I can feel the energy kind of coming in and checking out the show today. So welcome. Welcome. Thank you very much, you guys, for tuning in.
Absolutely. It's so great to be back. And there's so much happening and so much going on, so we're excited to kind of dive right in. I know, Elizabeth, you have a lot of amazing information for us, as always. So why don't you go ahead and start us off today and give us some of that inside scoop that you have.
Great. Would be happy to, Christy. So, yeah, you guys, we are coming into Scorpio. Anybody who knows even a little bit about astrology knows Scorpio's intense. You know, Scorpio's fixed, so it has a lot of holding power. It's a water sign, which means it is highly emotional, and it is ruled by the planet Pluto. So if you think of plutonium, or the dark lord of Greek mythology, for which both plutonium and the planet Pluto are named, we get to all those deep, dark underbelly issues, which, of course, you know, if you're on planet Earth right now, you're seeing those kinds of things being unearthed. And what makes today special, so to speak, speaking of Pluto, the planet right now is, at least as astrologers see it, is in the sign of Capricorn, governments, banking, institutions. And the important thing about literally today when the show launches, Mars, passionate warrior Mars, who in ancient astrology was a ruler of Scorpio, now is the ruler of Aries. You think of all that instigating energy. It is conjunct Pluto. It was had an exact meeting with Pluto very early this morning. Huge, huge energy. When those two connect, we're talking about an outer planet. So you know the drill. When any of the inner planets, personal planets, we like to call them Mercury, Venus, Mars, when those connect with an outer planet, Uranus, Neptune, or Pluto, it isn't just the day that it happens. There's a buildup. It's, you know, like, you know, the tensions, you know, rise to that actual peak, that point where they connect. And then it takes, you know, probably weeks for that tension to wear off. And so this is a huge, huge thing that we're feeling. And again, because of the Pluto connection, I think it's perfect for kind of ushering us into the Scorpio cycle that's coming up. And so we are going to see the sun go into Scorpio on Saturday, this coming Saturday. And then 2 days later, Mercury will go into Scorpio. Scorpio is known for transformation and purification. We go to those, you know, dark underworldly places, and we then heal, purify. My favorite word, and I say this, it always kind of comes to mind, is shamanic. You know, if we really take it for its highest good, not just, you know, delving into the dirt, although there's that lately, right? But really underworldly, you know, corruption. That's why we're seeing all the corruption scandals already coming in. I think that this Mars alignment today, you know, was bringing that before the sun and informational Mercury even get there, you know. Topic Scorpio is the detective. And so when we get to those things, it's not just to get to them for the sake of, you know, digging up the dirt. It's really so we can heal it, really so we can purify, cleanse, you know, from the rotten core all the way out. And again, with this harmonic relationship, the sun, Mercury, and then, of course, we'll have a new moon late in October on the 30th in Scorpio. That's the only bunch that we're going to have moving through Scorpio. You know, the sun and Mercury this year, you know, last year Saturn was still there, but now it's in Sag. So that's a light Scorpio season, so to speak. A lot of times, you know, if we have other planets piling up there, it really adds. But what we have working this time that's going to keep the Scorpio energy supported, this cleansing, this purification, this going to the core, is those planets in Capricorn, namely Pluto. But we're going to have Mars in Capricorn all the way until the 8th of November, interestingly enough, election night in the U.S. And then a couple days later, Venus is going to roll in there. She just got to Sagittarius. So we're going to have a constant energy, again, with both the deep, you know, transformational aspect kind of bouncing back and forth between Capricorn and Scorpio this whole next cycle, because, you know, these planets are in supportive alignments and they're sort of working to mutual purposes. So, you know, that aspect is going to be there. The other thing is that what I like about this cycle, you know, we finally have really cleared out of that stage of this year. It seemed like the first 9 months of this year were taking, I don't know, 18 months. And now that we, you know, once we moved into the Libra cycle a month ago, you know, it's all of a sudden things are picking up, things are happening, new opportunities are coming in. And that's because we moved out of that predominance of planets only in mutable sign to planets being spread all across what we would call the top horizon of the astrology chart. So, you know, Libra rules the 7th, Scorpio 8th, Sag 9th, Cap 10th, Aquarius 11th, and Pisces 12th. And now when you look at the charts, and you can check, you know, my Twitter page, homepage, video, any of that stuff, you'll see there is a smattering of planets, and they're all along that top horizon of the chart. And so we have planets in cardinal, even though the sun and Mercury move out of cardinal Libra, we're going to have Jupiter hanging back there, and Jupiter is a big force. It will stay in cardinal, and of course the Capricorn is cardinal, the planets we just talked about, and Uranus is in Aries. So we're going to keep this forward energy, this pressing on kind of thing through whatever is happening. Now, with the fixed, we finally, during the cycle with the sun, Mercury, and just that little brief, you know, when the moon rolls through the fixed signs, but at least it's some energy that comes and grounds some of what we want and can provide us with some grounding. And when Mars enters Aquarius is another fixed sign. So, you know, probably not since the sun was in Taurus that we have that much in fixed signs. You know, it just hasn't been the story this year, which is like, if people feel like my life is up in the air, I don't know. I'm trying to make changes, but I see people just, you know, in like becoming comfortable with uncertainty. You know what I mean? But I think some of these fixed energies will bring some variables in where we're like, okay, I can commit to this, you know, I can attach to that. And of course, I don't want to say the needles are all gone. You know, again, we've now got Venus next to Saturn in Sagittarius. The nodes are still in the mutables. And we have, of course, Neptune in Pisces, which again is another outer planet, big influence. So we still are, I feel like what's happening, so much of the year was release, release, release. And usually Scorpio comes through and says, what do you need to let go of? I'm going to clean it out. Well, we've been doing it all year. So it's really, I'm kind of like, I'm just seeing this little grouping, Mercury and the Sun roll through Scorpio and going, yeah, there's not much housekeeping left after everything that's been going on this year. And so, but the mutables, you know, the word my guides gave me this morning, they were like preparation, actually, you know, because remember the mutables not only clear and cleanse, but they end each of their respective seasons, like the planets in Virgo ended the summer season, and Sag cycle ends the autumn season. But they prepare us for the new. So now I feel like with this big cardinal influence, sort of the purpose that we can direct those mutable energies to is planning, preparation, not only for, you know, finishing up the year, but looking into 2017, which I know some people are like, nah, don't even start. But seriously, guys, it's, you know, it's 2 months and it's, you know, we're there. So, you know, you can really harness some of those energies to help clarify what your next steps are and then combine them with the energy and the boost, and the new, again, I keep strongly emphasizing the Jupiter aspect here. And like I said, even though everything's going to move out of Libra except for Jupiter, that's in the sign of relationships, we are getting such a strong message. And again, making a nice angle to Venus while it's in Sagittarius, to mix, mingle, meet, use that new energy of the cardinals to open up some new doors, and then when Mars goes into Aquarius, it's going to even further emphasize that, because in Aquarius, that's an air sign, which is about communication, and it will be trining Jupiter, which is, again, one of our best angles in astrology. They're in mutual purpose. You know, they're of the same element, air, and so they're both, oh, we need to communicate. And so it's an interesting place for Mars, but I think it's furthering that collaborative energy that's happening. Again, Aquarius is the sign of groups and communities, also our humanitarian purposes or social, where we align to purposes that need sort of group involvement. So, you know, those are just, you know, a couple of the things that are going as we, you know, as this cycle gets underway. It's sort of being, you know, started early with today's Mars-Pluto conjunction and the Saturn being opposite the moon. That's another story, but we'll pause for now. But that's, you know, some of what's going on, you guys. We're finally getting a different alignment of energies. Than all that energy that was just released, changed, clear, you know, and just felt pretty stuck. Yeah, remember we started out the year pretty much in retrograde through the middle of May. I can't remember how many planets were retrograde the first 5 months of this year. It's crazy. So yeah, so we're finally, you know, getting some direction going here, Christy.
Yeah, that feels so nice, you know, and it is palpable. You can definitely physically feel the shift, like things feel lighter. It does seem like things are actually moving. It felt like the first part of the year was like trying to run through molasses, like a pool of molasses, like trying to run and it's just like no matter how hard you tried or what plans you had, it was just not going to go smoothly or fast at all.
Or at all, yeah. That was... Well, that's not going to work now. You're not doing that.
Yeah, exactly. So it's nice to feel the shift.
Yeah, no, it really is. And it will get even better as we go into New Year's. You know, when we next year, I just do want to give a little shout out to the six signs, and especially so terrible, but I'm a Leo, someone is just going to do it. So with the Leos and the Aquarians, the good news is the nodes move from this Virgo Pisces axis to the Leo Aquarius axis, which is going to be, I think, a lot more fun. We love our Virgos for their research and their study, but Leo, let's face it, Leo just wants to play and create. And I think it's going to be, you know, part of that, and then it'll be trining Uranus in Aries. So we're really going to have a pickup next year. But let's stick with now, because I know you have angel messages, and I'm excited about those.
I do. So I have a really big message from Michael today. Actually, I think in all the years we've been doing the show together, Elizabeth, this is the longest Michael message that I've had for our show, and no other messages, just his. Like, he really wanted to come through and give a very specific message for everyone as we move into this new cycle. So for those of you who may be new to the show or new to working with angels, Archangel Michael is a really strong, powerful angel. A lot of people have seen the image of him with a flaming sword of light. And a lot of times he's depicted wearing like a suit of armor, because he helps to clear away fears and negativity, helps us to stay in our higher self, knows all of our life purpose, and helps us to clearly hear and understand that that message and move forward fearlessly, and helps to clear our path, and a lot of protection energy and support energy and all of these kinds of things. Also a patron saint of police officers and first responders and people that we kind of imagine like out on the front lines. So that can help you kind of understand like how strong the energy is with Michael. And if you are new to working with angels, angels are available to work with every single one of us, no matter what. All you have to do is ask them to be with you if you feel guided to work with them, and they're with you. So here is Michael's message for us for this new cycle. And he says, as the energies continue to find a way to reach a state of balance, and I actually saw an actual scale trying to find balance, it's important to be conscious of how you're being impacted by the environment within and around you. Pay attention to your body. You're more sensitive than you realize, and your body has valuable messages and insight for you. It's imperative that you pay attention to your gut feelings, your inner knowing, and any other feelings you have at this time. Your body always provides information to you, and you can feel when something resonates for you as the truth and when something doesn't. Give yourself permission to honor and listen to the messages that you're receiving, and then take action accordingly. It's important to treat your body well at this time, because what you're putting into your body impacts your ability to hear, feel, and understand the messages that your body's delivering to you. Like a transmitter, your body is constantly picking up information and delivering it to you. However, if you have a lot of toxins or things that interfere with your ability to understand the messages, it can be harder for you to understand or notice them when they come through. Water, gentle foods and beverages, including green juices, smoothies, and other gentle foods, help your body more easily receive and understand the messages that are coming through. Gentle exercise also helps to open you up so you can more easily understand and receive your messages. If you need help adjusting to this lifestyle so that you can open up more easily, please ask me for help, and I'll support you in making these subtle yet powerful shifts. Clear your home of anything old, broken, or anything that's weighing you down. These kinds of things keep the energy around you in a heavy or dense state, which slows down your ability to understand the messages that you're receiving. You'll know if you're being guided to release something based on the way that it makes you feel. You must trust your feelings. You do know what is right for you. This includes people, things, and situations. If you've been pushing this into the background, this is the time to finish this work right now. Some of you are being called to do work that will help to bring more peace onto the planet. Many of you are already called to do this important work, but many are hearing the call more loudly or find that they're being guided to do this light work right now. Honoring your calling will allow you to support this. Honoring your calling will allow you to support this call for peace on the planet in the ways that are needed. Your work may look similar to someone else's, or it may look completely unique to you. It's important to follow the feelings and guidance that you have and listen to the messages and the tugging you feel within your heart. For some of you, it may show up as prayer work. For others, visualization, anchoring light, asking angels to be in certain areas of the planet, helping physical people within your world, signing petitions, or any other work that you're being guided to do. This is a real calling. You are hearing this message accurately. It's important for you to honor the messages that you're receiving. You are not alone, and you need not feel as though you're alone. If you feel you need extra support, please know that you're surrounded by legions of angels, and all you need to do is ask for our help, and we'll be with you. Thank you for shining your light at this time. You are loved and you are not alone. And that's what I have for this cycle.
You keep talking. I had a little too much incense burning here.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Frankincense.
That makes two of us. I have that exact same thing burning at my house. So the message from Michael is very clear, and it's a very very specific kind of message. You can probably even feel the message come through. Like, I really feel it in like my gut and my heart. Like, it just like resonates in those spaces for me on a physical level. And really, I think that it's very interesting that there's such a clear message from him to really pay attention to the messages that we're all receiving, to pay attention to the messages coming through the body. And if you can imagine your body literally like a receiver, it is constantly picking up data no matter what you do, whether you're going to work or just at your house or picking up kids or whatever it is, listening to the radio, kind of going to get a morning coffee or tea, you're constantly being inundated with data. And the way that you can better fine-tune or increase or open up further, if you feel so inclined, to your intuitive messages and guidance from your angels and guides and spiritual support team is really by being conscientious about your physical body. And actually, the other piece that a lot of people really kind of don't realize is really just trusting what you're getting. And the more that you can honor what messages are coming through, the more you exercise that muscle. And it was such a clear message that we're all being guided to, excuse me, really exercise or be conscientious of our spiritual gifts at this time and to really pay attention to the messages that are coming through, because we're all receiving really important messages for our own personal growth, our own personal development, or whatever things are really important or things that you might call kind of like front burner issues in your life. But we're also being guided to look at our own contribution to this global issue of, and really so many messages about what can we do to make a positive contribution to the planet globally, as well as work on our own things. And so the more that you can be good to yourself and pay attention, the better I feel this cycle will be for everyone.
I agree. And I'll try to get through this without coughing, but I know you got my back, Christine.
Yes.
We've been doing this together. So I want to just dovetail on the Archangel Michael, you know, and one of the things I was taught, you know, in my angel studies about Michael is he wields the sword of truth, and that is resonates. I mean, that's Scorpio's purpose, to get to the truth, you know, and that also aligns so nicely with the last of this Libra energy. And I, you know, it's just been so funny because I think, you know, everybody's been seeing, you know, Justice Department symbols in the news, and you look at those scales and you go, oh, Libra, you know, Jupiter's there expanding this, you know. And so the other thing I was taught about Michael is he is a figure of communication. And, you know, and so I feel like, you know, that thing of it, you know, you guys don't have to be in a bubble, you know, getting out and being active and, you know, being, whether you're comfortable on social media or you just work in some other way, you know, whether you're just expressing yourself through some form of creativity or you're active, you know, in being in touch with your representatives or whatever it is, you know, those big global things are happening, you know, again, Saturn's, we're going to get onto that next month. Saturn's in Sag and the sun will be going into Sag after Scorpio. But yeah, big truth telling cycle. Michael's energy is always there for protection. So I just love that, you know, we can go look at all these deep, dark issues, unearth them for the shamanic Scorpio healing, and, you know, arrive in another place, just, you know, within the short, you know, transit of a month. So yeah, I'm really happy that Archangel Michael came through for you because he's like, just like my go-to as well.
Absolutely.
And it's too funny, we're both burning frankincense. Again, we don't talk before the show of all the incense that I have. I have from India and all kinds of crazy stuff around here. And I was like, frankincense, I need frankincense. Just overdid
it.
That's too funny.
I know. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, here we are already almost at the very end of our show. And I want to make sure that everyone knows how they can connect with you and schedule a session and all that good stuff before we kind of sign off.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, you guys, just come over to ElizabethsOracle.co, or I'm going to give it out. Let's try this. 1-844-ORACLE-1. I got a new phone number, 1-844-ORACLE-1. You can just pick up the phone.
Yes.
If you don't want to get online. So, yeah, you can always watch a free video on the site, sign up for a free newsletter, and, of course, schedule readings. And there are specials only for people on that newsletter list. So I encourage you to sign up for that. And otherwise, yeah, that's the scoop. So thank you, Christy. Thank you for having me on, and thank you guys for listening.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for being here and for always bringing such great information to us each month and all of the work and dedication that you do to really provide all this to us, all of us. I really appreciate it.
Happy to. Now, where can I get a hold of you?
Aw, thank you. For those of you who feel guided to work with me one-on-one, you can come on over to my site, which is KristyMAyala.com, KristyMAyala.com. And you can opt in for a free newsletter. And when you do, you get a free download meditation as well as a reduced price on your first session. And I would love to work with any of you who feel guided to have a reading or energy work or anything like that, and just really looking forward to continuing to support all of you. Thank you so much for joining us and tuning in, whether you're joining us live today or via rebroadcast. We really enjoy this opportunity to share with all of you and hope that it's something that adds another support system to your day and each month. So until next time, we are wishing you a wonderful rest of your day and many, many blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.